Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see you all here this morning. I missed you guys last week when I was out, and I'm glad to be back with you. So today, we are going to celebrate all of the wonderful things we did for missions last year. And so in just a few minutes, you are going to hear about all the ways that we gave last year and the trips that we went on and the different things that we did. But you know, you may be wondering why we do all of these things. Why does our church believe that missions is so important that we are willing to give all of this money and all of this time to go do all of these things? Well, the Bible tells us that God wants us to help others. In fact, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus says that when you help others, when you help people who are hungry or thirsty or don't have clothes, when you help the sick and you go see folks in prison, when you help the least of these, as Jesus says, then it's like you're helping God. God created each and every one of us. God created every single person on this earth. And God loves every single one of us. Now, not everyone loves God, but God loves every one of us. And because God created us all, God wants us to have what we need. And so God asks us to help others. Now, I know that you may not be able to go around the world to help somebody, but there are lots of ways that you guys can help too. You can share your toys with people who don't have as many as you do, with other kids. You can give away some of your clothes that are still in good shape that you no longer wear to people who need them. You and your family can help people have enough food. You can sit with somebody who's sitting by themselves or play with somebody on the playground who's by themselves. There are all kinds of ways that you can help others. You can help your neighbor do something. Maybe your neighbor is elderly and they can't do some of the things around the house, but you can help with that. Even when you write a note of encouragement to somebody, that is a way to help someone because you're helping them feel better and helping them smile. So this week, I hope you will find at least one way to help someone else. And by doing that, you'll be sharing God's love with them and reminding them that they are a child of God too. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for the many blessings you have given us. Help us to use what you have given us to help others. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.